Ladies and gentlemen, 2008 was a very significant year for Cuba. This is because Fidel Castro stepped down after nearly 50 years in power and handed everything over to his brother. This is a remarkable achievement. In fact, he is the longest-serving non-royal head of state in history. And this is even more remarkable when you consider that since his first day in power, the CIA have been trying to kill him. In fact, the Cuban Intelligence Service estimates that since 1959, there have been 638 attempts on his life. Castro himself says that if surviving assassination attempts were an Olympic sport, he would definitely have won a gold medal. And in fact, these assassination attempts have even become something of a joke. In one episode of The Simpsons, Homer visits Havana. Upon landing, he's given an immigration card in which the reasons for his visit the reasons for visiting Cuba are listed. There are only three categories: business pleasure, smuggle cigars, and assassinate Castro. Now, Castro came to power, as I've said, in 1959, and having communists just 100 kilometers off their shores enraged the Americans. In fact, Cuba had the same effect on the USA as a full moon has on a werewolf. And if the CIA had had a werewolf, I'm sure they would have done everything in their power to smuggle it into Cuba and direct it against the country's leader. However, obviously enough, the CIA didn't have a werewolf, so they had to come up with alternative solutions to eliminating Castro. They weren't lacking in imagination. That's one thing we can say about them. Now, the CIA were an extremely observant bunch. They observed that Castro very much liked to smoke cigars. They all gathered together and thought, well, what if we made an exploding cigar? Castro lights it and then it blows up in his face. And if we slipped the cigar into his supply? In fact, they tried this in 1966, when Castro visited New York to address the United Nations. They tried to get him to smoke one of these cigars, but to no avail. Another cigar-related option was the poison cigar. They would impregnate a cigar with a poisonous substance and once again get Castro to smoke it. However, they had no way of introducing it into Castro's supply, and so they gave up. Well, Castro himself gave up smoking in 1985, and so this option was no longer available to the CIA. However, as I've said, the CIA were extremely observant, and they noticed that Castro very much liked scuba diving, and this gave them more bright ideas. They thought, let's get a large, interesting clam, painted in various different colors, and place it at Castro's favorite diving spot. Now, one thing I forgot to mention was that this clam would be filled with explosives. When Castro got near, it would obviously explode. Obviously enough, this plan was also unsuccessful. But there was one more plot related to diving. The CIA thought of infecting Castro's diving suit with a fatal disease. The problem, of course, was the same as always: how to deliver it to Castro and how to make him wear it. Castro obviously wouldn't be very keen on wearing a diving suit that was a gift of the US government. They did, however, have more bright ideas. They thought they could pump a TV studio full of LSD gas. Now, obviously, while affected by the LSD, Castro would go out of his mind, and everybody in Cuba would be able to see that he was mentally unstable, and they would rise up against him. Furthermore, they thought of removing Castro's beard. Now, Castro's beard was a symbol of power and manhood, and he was very proud of his beard. And they felt that if his beard fell out, he would lose all his authority, and once again, the Cubans would rise up against him. How they wanted to do this was use a shoe polish. Now, they would use a shoe polish, and they would polish Castro's shoes with this substance, and once he had inhaled the fumes from the substance, his beard would fall out, and obviously, he would lose power. However, not all of the CIA plans were quite so far-fetched. In fact, some plans even came close to succeeding. The CIA managed to recruit one of Castro's mistresses to smuggle poison pills into his bedroom. When Castro was asleep, she would introduce these pills into his mouth. However, Castro saw that she was acting somewhat strangely. She was quite nervous. and he worked out what was going on. So what he did was take his pistol out of his holster, give it to her, and say, if you've got the courage, just shoot me. Her nerve failed, and she never, of course, managed to shoot him. The most recent attempt on his life took place in the year 2000. Castro was due to visit Panama and to give a speech. But a group of Cuban exiles, one of whom was a former CIA agent, placed a 90-kilogram bomb under the podium where Castro was due to speak. Of course, Castro's security agents were quite efficient, and they swept the area and discovered the bomb before Castro's speech. Obviously, the suspects were arrested. Now, given all the attempts in his life, it's remarkable that Castro has managed to outlast 9 US presidents. And there's a joke that he is indestructible. In fact, there is one particular joke that's doing the rounds in Havana. It goes as follows. Castro receives a present of a tortoise for his birthday. And when he's told that this tortoise can live up to 100 years, he becomes somewhat depressed. He says that's the problem with animals. You grow attached to them, and then they die on you. However, at the moment, it seems that Castro has more to fear from old age than from the CIA. Thank you very much.